Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we wrap up our New Year's podcast series, and yes, I know we're into the third month of the year and all, but we did extend the series by a bit this year so that we could welcome aboard a new sponsor, Kaspersky Lab Canada. So today, we're joined by James Chalmer, Territory VAR Channel Manager for Kaspersky Canada, to provide an update on the company's business in Canada and more specifically, how it fared during 2020. We discuss why the year was quite successful business-wise and how Kaspersky armed its partners for success during the pandemic. We talk about the company's soon-to-open Transparency Center in New Brunswick and why 2021 will be about bringing new offerings to market. We talk about the importance of MSPs in the Kaspersky channel and why protecting the perimeter just isn't enough anymore. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with James Chalmers. James, thanks so much for making the time. Appreciate your joining us.
No, it's nice to talk to you again, Robert.
It's a pleasure. It's been a while, and it was in a different life for you, but here to talk about the year that was 2020 and the year that will be 2021 through the lens of Kaspersky Canada. First of all, very excited to have you guys aboard as a sponsor for this year. Welcome.
Great. We're thrilled to be here. You know, we're making an investment in Canada, and talking to Channel Buzz was one of our first priorities.
Brilliant. I know that you kind of joined the story partway through the year, as it were. But can you maybe walk me through kind of the highlights of 2020 for Kaspersky in Canada?
Yeah, I joined Kaspersky about midway through last year, so I guess I can't call myself new anymore. But as for 2021, I've taken over the VAR channel coast to coast for Canada. 2021 was an interesting year for, I think, any company. And like any big company, I don't think anybody was quite ready for COVID. I think going through the restructuring we went through a couple of years ago, we from an internal perspective, we were in very good shape. We had, you know, reduced our workforce and we had moved a lot of people to remote office already. So from that perspective, we were ready. And also, we had a lot of products already in place to kind of help partners and customers deal with the pandemic. You know, we didn't have to rush an Office 365 solution to market. We didn't have to do anything around the cloud. We had these solutions in place. So in truth, we still managed to get a lot of our priorities clicked off for 2021. We made some huge advances. And in general, COVID aside, and you always have to kind of say that, you know, because again, luckily, I'm not aware of anybody inside Kaspersky that was actually touched personally with COVID. I'm sure there might be a few that I'm not aware of, given that we're 4,000 employees big now. But, you know, COVID aside, it was a very good year for Kaspersky. We grew globally. Really, other than one or two things, including our Transparency Center in New Brunswick, we did get most of our initiatives completed in 2020.
All right. You mentioned that Transparency Center in New Brunswick, which is going to open in the near future. Certainly an interesting concept and not maybe something that everyone in the channel is today aware of. Can you tell me a little bit about the sort of the concept of the Transparency Center and bringing that to New Brunswick in the near future as I believe the first North America instance?
Yes, absolutely correct. So we've opened, this will be, I believe, the fourth or could be the fifth, sorry, globally. We did open two in 2020, one being in Kuala Lumpur, the other one being in Sao Paulo. The first one we did open was in Zurich. This one was supposed to open in 2020, so it was a bit of a victim of COVID, unfortunately. So it will open in 2021. And it's part of our GTI, our Global Transparency Initiative, right? That we've really taken to kind of build trust in technology in general, cybersecurity, and Kaspersky specifically. You know, we chose New Brunswick to open up this Transparency Center because the government of New Brunswick, along with Cyber New Brunswick, which is a nonprofit organization that is literally trying to drive trust in security and technology, that is their main goal. You know, in conjunction with them, we thought this was a good fit for us. And it is really a location that any customer or partner and go and kind of see behind the curtain where we can open the kimono, where they can see our source code, where they can see our threat intelligence, where they can see things that we wouldn't normally share in an open situation. But know, for anybody that wants to see it, it's there, because we certainly believe that building trust in security is something we need to do in general, and something we're going to need to do going forward, given this new environment we're all living in.
Okay. And something I'm sure we'll be talking about a lot more in the future as the launch date comes closer, and then it's open, and we can kind of see how it operates.
I'm sure we'll see that hopefully this quarter, and we certainly hope to get it done as early in 2021 as possible. You know, and we certainly hope that other vendors will join us in this initiative, right? It's not just a Kaspersky initiative. I mean, like I said, we're doing in conjunction with Cyber New Brunswick, but, you know, in general, you know, with the new environment we all live in, where people are working from every place, home, office, Starbucks, et cetera, you know, we have to start trusting the technology. Mm-hmm. So it's a very good thing in general.
All right. I know you you said you joined Kaspersky about midway through the year, so you probably missed the phase of the year that everyone describes of the madcap switch to everyone working from home, and then the ensuing madcap of we've got to get licenses out, we got to make sure all of these endpoints that are suddenly under not necessarily under corporate purview, but our employees are using. You know, this is a theme that we see in talking to partners and talking to vendors about 2020 was kind of that mad rush of getting everything out there, and then kind of the, all right, what have we just done? What does all this mean? How do we move forward from here? Can you maybe describe sort of the dominant motions that you saw in working with the VAR channel through the latter half of 2020?
Yeah, Robert, I think you just described it perfectly. There was a bit of a mad rush initially when this hit, and people just simply weren't ready for it. You know, it wasn't no people could take their technology that was sitting at the office and move it to that home office environment. It was new hardware, new software, new security, just, you know, people working from their bedrooms, people working from their basements, et cetera. It was literally a mad rush. No, we, you know, luckily we had solutions I mentioned earlier already in place. So I think our partners were as ready as any partner can be for something that happened like that out of the blue,
right,
in that we had solutions for Office 365. So, you know, cloud solutions, hybrid cloud solutions. So all of these new environments that people had to work and live and do business in, we had solutions already in place. So our partners at least were already armed to when it came to the security side to deal with that. So yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a mad rush, but we certainly didn't have partners pulling their hair out. You know, we had partners that obviously needed assistance, you know, and came to us and we helped them through it. But we already had things in place that could actually kind of address those needs.
All right. Great. Yeah, I guess to use an analogy, perhaps the tools were in place. It's just a matter of things very rapidly scaling up or scaling in a slightly different direction than they were before.
Yeah, and you know, mad rush is the absolute perfect term, right? Because I don't think anybody was prepared for it. So, you know, once the dust settled and people realized that these solutions that we had were in place, it was just a matter of going through the process of installing it, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't, you know, we have to find what fits this. We had solutions like our hybrid cloud, our cloud, and our Office 365 solutions ready to go.
All right. Great. Moving forward into the year that has just begun, you're a couple months in now. What do you see as sort of the big goals or the big operations for Kaspersky in Canada in 2021?
No, so great question. We've again launched a lot of products, a lot of solutions in 2020, and really 2021 is going to be about bringing them to market. Right? We launched an EDR Optimum solution, you know, a research sandbox solution, you know, an MDR solution, and great products that were released in the middle of a pandemic. So now that the dust has kind of settled there, we're seeing much more traction with these. And really 2021 will be about bringing these products to market. You know, we're also, you know, with this new environment we're living in, we fully believe that outsourcing, managed services, et cetera, are going to be prevalent. Right. This is the new environment. You know, we've now gone from having everybody in one location to have them spread every place in the work environment. So, you know, the ability to minimize cost, That speaks to an outsourcing model. That speaks to the partners being more important than that channel. That speaks to managed threat hunting, things like that. So this is going to be here that we really kind of bring those products forward. And we think, we really believe they fit with that, what's in the market, what they need. And we see our partners kind of gravitating that way as well.
Yeah. That's and it's an interesting shift for them too, right? Because
very much
when you're focused on that managed service and recurring revenue piece, and suddenly you're working with a work from home with a bunch of clients who are working from home much more than before, and probably using more personal devices than they would have in the past, it creates entirely new dynamics that they have to think about and manage.
Even partners that had moved to that managed services model, I think they found and will find that it's going to be under stress more, because customers are going to need more of their assistance, right? You know, one thing we kind of predict for 2021 is we're really going to see that the protecting the perimeter is just no longer enough. The perimeter has just disappeared. So customers just don't have the manpower, the technologies in place to look after their networks anymore. Because like I said, the perimeter is just gone. So that speaks to leaning more and more on partners. So things like our managed services or our managed detection and response are really there to help partners get through that.
All right. In terms of security, what other kind of bets or trends are you seeing as emerging in 2021 and kind of shaping the never a dull moment security landscape?
Well, I think the trend we saw in 2020 that was prevalent through the pandemic is going to continue in 2021. You know, we're going to see ransomware, malware in general, delivered through phishing attacks. You know, as people work from home, the distractions become much more significant, and it's much more difficult to kind of keep employees focused. So the ability to deliver a phishing email and the propensity for somebody to click on it has now just been extrapolated in this new environment. So we still unfortunately believe that ransomware delivered through phishing attacks is going to be prevalent in 2021. So, you know, we're looking at things. Obviously, we have ransomware technology built into our solutions now, or anti-ransomware technology built into our solutions now. But things like our Kaspersky Automated Security Awareness Platform, right? That's something we think is going to be extremely important in 2021. We firmly believe that customers are going to lean on partners for help when it comes to training their employees on cybersecurity. You know, these small to medium-sized companies don't have a fully integrated learning management system. So they're going to look for solutions like our ASAP platform, which is fully automated, which has anti-phishing courses built into it, and to help alleviate that. That's going to be one of the challenges. We really also think that what's going to be prevalent in 2021, I think that customers are going to really lean on partners to help them kind of assess and certify their home working environments more. Mm. Well, that's going to be important. You know, we've moved to this home working environment, and I think our hybrid model now, but really assessing and certifying and securing that, I think, is going to be part of what we'll see in 2021. And obviously, customers are going to look to the partners to do that, security awareness training, Office 365 solutions, things like that. You know, are going to be important for partners.
All right. Along the same lines, what can partners sort of expect from the Kaspersky team in Canada over the course of this year, and what are you guys focused on?
You know, I'm happy to say we built out a very robust team. You know, and I'm thrilled to join Kaspersky. I as you know, I competed with them for quite some time, and I had a vision of what Kaspersky was. But since joining them, I have to say that's very different. I mean, yes, Kaspersky has some really fantastic and robust endpoint solutions, you know, both in the consumer and the small business space. But, you know, solutions go fully up the stack. So all the way up to threat intelligence, CyberTrace, you know, which is a correlation tool, et cetera, for large enterprises. You know, you'll see Kaspersky more in the media. You'll see us, you know, reaching out to more partners. You'll see this robust team that we've built that I'm part of now, really working closer with partners to kind of deliver this message that we're not just an endpoint company. You know, we're going to deliver something called our security optimum going forward. And that really is more of a bringing all of our solutions together into a a few products into a solution that really leverages our endpoint technology, our EDI technology, but also our threat hunting, where customers can utilize with customers that that say don't have the capability in-house, you know, whether it's financially or whether it is a personnel-wise, to really do threat hunting. They can utilize our threat hunting as part of this optimum framework, all delivered through the partners. That's kind of what you'll see from Kaspersky going into 2021.
All right. And I guess things have kind of shaken out in terms of the channel leadership with yourself heading up VAR and the MSP team and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, as I mentioned, part of the robust team, we actually have an MSP specialist for North America, Trevor Cerbero, who is has worked with Kaspersky for a long time. We really think the MSP model is going to really be important in 2021. So we have a dedicated rep for that. As I mentioned, I'm looking after the VAR channel. But we also have three individuals that they're dedicated to working with partners on end user opportunities. You know, we have dedicated channel SEs. So we have a really robust team. I keep using that word, but it's absolutely true. A robust team to really help partners move the needle forward in 2021.
Obviously, an organization that's been around the market a long time and around the channel a long time. What can you tell me about kind of how you're viewing growing the channel at this point in time? What's kind of the mindset or the philosophy that's guiding your channel growth right now?
For 2021, we're taking this philosophy of kind of new friends and old friends. I think, as I mentioned, knowing about Kaspersky for a long time, but obviously not working there, I had a perception of Kaspersky. And I think that's the same with the channel. So I think there's a lot of people who we used to do business with in the channel that we're reaching out to again. And then the partners that we have now, we're kind of re-engaging with them. And I think you'll see a lot more of that for 2021. Kaspersky has been quiet in the Canadian channel for a while, and we're ready to, I think, make some noise.
All right. Any advice or guidance to partners or suggestions as to where partners should be looking for opportunity right now?
So as I mentioned, I think we are now through that pulling the hair out phase of COVID. And already in 2021, we've seen a bit of a settling down, and we've seen, you know, customers ready to move forward with new technologies, you know, and start making investments, because I think they realize that they're where their business is going to be from here. So I think the same is true for partners. And I think they can, I don't want to say somewhat go back to business as normal, but I think it's time for them to look for new opportunities. And that is in, you know, delivering more services or looking at, you know, delivering an EDR, adding an EDR to their security portfolio that they didn't have before. I think we're in that phase. And I think that's what partners should do at this point. You know, the partners need to actually look for new technologies that they can, you know, add to the customer's security stance, but add to their security portfolio. Because then customers are ready to move forward, and partners need to be ready to help them.
All right. Brilliant. Once again, really appreciate your taking the time and chatting, and looking forward to talking to you a lot more in the near future. All the best for a very successful 2021.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert, and all the best to you.
There you have it. A look back 2020 from Kaspersky Canada, and thoughts on what's to come from James Chalmers. I'd like to thank James for joining us for the podcast once again, and thank Kaspersky for their new sponsorship of the site. Thank you also for listening. The podcast will be back early next week as we wrap up our series Getting Managed Service Advice from Barracuda MSP's Mark Balaguer. You won't want to miss it, because we discuss how any MSP can add managed security services to their lineup, an area I know is of keen interest to so many solution providers. Before you check that out, we'd invite you to subscribe to the podcast in either Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, and if you feel so inclined, please leave us a rating and a review. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.